We're going to read four verses. I'm going to stop at three words tonight. Deal? Okay. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do. By sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Amen. And may God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. You may be seated. We're going to do three words tonight. You with me? There, now, no. Or therefore now, no. Three words in Greek. There is therefore now, no. That's three words in Greek. Right here. There, now, no. The therefore. This is what caught my eye. Did you know that in the book of Romans, verse 8, there is actually not a therefore? You see, the therefore, as we translate it, is the word un, right? Sorry, you don't care. O-U-N, right? That's what it is in Greek, and that doesn't really matter. Just file that away, throw it in the trash can, it doesn't matter. Now, that's not the word he uses here. He uses a different word. It's a preposition, ara, which means there. Or it could mean, you could say thus, but it's not really. You can translate it, therefore, but it doesn't have the same connotation. You see, the word ara is derived from a word kataara, right? Go ahead and say that, kataara. Kataara means curse. Curse, as in condemnation. Ara is a derivative of that word. And in Greek usage, it commonly became known as when you would pray, ara, when you would pray for cursing. When your connection with God was cursing everything. Now, this got me to thinking, right? Because I was thinking about this word, ara, and I wondered why not therefore. Like Paul uses un, he uses O-U-N a lot. Therefore, therefore, therefore. In fact, if you ever read any of the other letters, it's all over the place. Like therefore and day. Day is the other one that we translate therefore. Day in chapter 3. But now, that's day, that word. Day, noon, right? So it's but noon, like but now, day, noon. Now, here's what I want you to grasp here, right? There's a language issue here. You see, Paul was a Hebrew, and in the Hebrew Bible, there's a lot of poetic reference all the time. In fact, Paul was very well acquainted with using a word that would invoke an image that could therefore be used later to evoke the same image in a different context. Are you with me? This happens all throughout the Bible. You'll see things like David pleading before the Lord, and he'll use a word in Hebrew that is derived from another word that means something a little different, right? Lord, please do not pour out your wrath on me. And instead of saying pour, he'll say lavish your wrath on me. And then later on, he'll say, but Father, lavish your mercy on me. And he's using this poetic, nuanced word in order to get you to understand that God was going to pour out wrath, but instead of what is deserved poured out on you, he lavishes out mercy on you. And so the contrast is drawn in the use of the word. Are you with me? Now, you see, I found this fascinating. The word means to call down a curse on someone when it's used in noun form. Okay, so get me. If you're looking up Greek on your phone or something, when it's used in noun form, it's used to refer to calling down a curse on someone. But it's when it's used in preposition, it can adequately be used to say there, as in like there now is no condemnation, right? Like, it can adequately be used to do that when it's a preposition. But I think Paul's using this word on purpose because he wants you to see something. You see, what we covered in Romans chapter 1, really all the way through 7, deals with this curse from heaven that comes down and lands on humanity. How we are freed from this curse. How this curse is over. How this curse that has been dashed on us as a result of Adam's sin is overcome. Now, get this. That curse here in Romans chapter 8 is gone. This is where the words matter. You see, the curse that we were under from Genesis is gone. There is now no condemnation. So let me just read it to you with that word being nuanced the way that it is. Are you ready? With this in mind, think of it this way. Okay, so the main order of the word, like the order of the words are in Greek. Order is important in Greek only because it does emphasis. So hear what Paul's trying to emphasize. No, there, now, condemned. Or condemnation. No, there, now, condemnation. So if we were to smooth that out a little bit, no, there is no, or no, there is, con, there, sorry, no, there is now condemnation no longer, right? Not no comma, it's just one fluid sentence, right? So, there is now no condemnation. Are you with me? Now get what he's emphasizing. No aura. No cursing from heaven. No cursing being fallen down on you. No wrath from heaven. Romans 1:18. Wrath is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. No wrath from heaven. Are you with me? No evil can befall you from heaven anymore. Now. Now. And now has two senses, doesn't it? Because you've got now as in like, now as in already. Already? Now? Right? Like, get your shoes on. Let's go. Now? Right now? Yes, now. And as in like now, as in this is different. It used to be, but now. I used to think this, but now. I used to like chocolate, but now I like caramel. Right? Are you with me? Like, this is the idea. So the now has two senses, and this word, aura, both are true. Get this. Paul is saying, there is now, as in already, like now, on this earth, there is no condemnation. Now, right here, this means every sin that you struggle with is not condemned. If you have trusted in Christ Jesus, you are freed from it and it can't condemn you. Now, here, now, in front of God, you are not condemned, you are forgiven. Opposites. You with me? And then there's now as opposed to the past. There is now as opposed to before. There is now no condemnation. Whereas before, that stuff you lived in, that stuff that people live in. Did you know that this means you can be free? You get this. The first one, the now is in already, indicates that you would be, you already get forgiveness. Like already, now, God has already forgiven me. I'm good. I can talk to him. I can commune with him. I don't have to worry about the sins that entangle me here because God has freed me from them and I can overcome these things. When? Now. They don't hold me now. And then you've got the element of freedom, right? Like you used to be bound, but now you are no longer bound. Right? This is a now is in already and a now is in different from before. So now there is no cursing from heaven. Now there is no cursing from heaven. There is no condemnation Are you with me? For those who are in Christ Jesus. You see, before Christ, all of our moments in time, all of our nows, current, all of our moments are held as curses from heaven. You with me? All of our moments bear curses from heaven, the wrath of God from heaven. Whereas now, in Christ Jesus, and now, in Christ Jesus, you no longer have curses from heaven, but instead the righteousness of God has been revealed from faith to faith, and you have been set free in Christ Jesus. And there's the caveat, right? You've got in Christ Jesus, you've been freed. Not in your good works, not in your attendance to youth group or church, not in your nice deeds you do to other people, but in Christ Jesus, you are now, and you are now freed. There is no longer condemnation. Now there's forgiveness and mercy over your soul only if you dwell in Christ Jesus. And that's going to be the rest of the point in the book in chapter 8, that we dwell in Christ Jesus. Our dwelling place, our life is in Christ Jesus and nowhere else.